It's Small Business Advice Week this week, and in a recent survey, 47% of Scots said that the primary reason for setting up on their own was to improve their quality of life. Surely, if you've got the pipe dream and you haven't quite realised it, go and get some advice. This is the week to do it, and we've got Dragons Den James Cant to tell us more. Morning, James.
Good morning.
How are you? Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
James, Julie and I were both watching Dragon's Den last night. Yep. I only saw about the last 10 minutes, I think. There was a showdown between Peter and Duncan, and there was a really good bit of television. Peter was trying to sell himself, really, to the guy, and he just walked over and shook hands with Duncan.
I thought it was an amazing scene. In fact, it surprised us as much as it did everybody else, because... You know, just the way Peter was selling, I was almost certain he was going to go with Peter. Uh-huh. But then he surprised us all.
That's right. He
took the better deal.
Clearly, mm-hmm. It just goes to show you, he thought with his head, not with his heart.
Yep. Some of the percentages, though, that I think you guys are pretty shrewd. Obviously, you're shrewd. I mean, you're all multimillionaires.
But that's the Scotsman in us, I think.
Well, I think there might be a bit of Scot in everybody then, because, you know, guys come in and say, well, you know, I want £100,000 and I'm going to give you 15%. And immediately, you know that that's just an opening negotiating stance as far as you guys are concerned. But a lot of the people that come into the Den will genuinely think, right, that's what I'm going to get. But they don't.
I mean, I think what happens is, because you're doing it so quickly, you know, and what we're normally trying to do is find out where's that level that's right. Mm-hmm. And I think what you do is, so, you know, if he says, I think in this particular case, he said 5%, and, you know, Peter went straight in at 25%, and then ended up doing the deal at sort of 22.5%, uh-huh. It kind of, you know, what happens is you can set where that mark is. Because obviously he's coming in at 5% because he's watched the show and realised that this is going to be a negotiation. So I think they clearly always start very low. Uh-huh. And I think we always start very high. And like any business deal, you know, you kind of find a level in the middle somewhere, you know, and I think people like Peter are always quite strong mm-hmm. at sticking to their position. And I think if you want to go with Peter, you know you're going to have to pay a price.
I was going to say, you meet in the middle, but the middle's nearer your guy's middle than
exactly.
It is there.
Well, you know, I was trying to be very reasonable and went in at 15%. Uh-huh. So I thought, you know, I'd kind of pitched it right in my head on one of the deals that I think last night. And I think it was the girl, actually, with the wrapping sort of parcel thing. And I think she still went with 20 or 25%. So that goes to show that, you know, people will value a Dragon-specific experience. Uh-huh. And I think Deborah really knows that market really well. And therefore, Deborah was able to charge a premium for that expertise, which, you know, I absolutely understand.
Now, the nature of entrepreneurship is that you are your own boss, and you get the chance to live, as we heard from nearly half of the Scots that have set up on their own, your quality of life. I think personally, there's nothing better than that. And it's Small Business Advice Week. Not everybody, James, is going to be able to come and find somebody with the business acumen and the calibre that you guys have got. So what advice would you give a small businessman?
I mean, what I'm doing today is Nectar Business have launched a top 25 tips guide for small businesses. And I think, you know, right now, I think this is the right environment to set up businesses. And I think there's a fantastic guide. I was reading it myself this morning. There's some amazing tips in there for young entrepreneurs, people who want to start businesses, whether young or old. You know, the survey that we've launched out this morning says 41% of the people, you know, who's starting their own businesses, you know, just went to a normal state school. You know, one in 20 entrepreneurs actually had no qualifications. You know, so I think if you want to get access to that business guide, just go to nectarbusiness.com/tips. You know, or just go to the Nectar Business site itself and get access to that information. Because I really think if you're out there looking to start a business, there's some real gems in there in terms of tips and advice.
Can I just pass on a little tip to any of our listeners that might bump into you in odd circumstances that James is not available for advice 24/7, as happened to... You were in the gents loo and somebody approached you with a business idea.
Absolutely right.
There's a time and a place for pitching an idea.
And that really wasn't it, actually. No, I had my hands right full at the time. Too much information.
Maybe just a wee bit. But James, you've invested in a dozen or so more businesses in your time as a Dragon. Do you go on the board of all of those businesses, or do you appoint one of your people to the board?
I mean, I try, it depends on my availability. You know, if I have the time, because like at the moment, I'm so preoccupied with the Pakistan floods, I'm just not around very much. So I would appoint one of my, you know, people who I employ who are experts in running businesses. But as you can imagine, with over 12 businesses, you just, it's really hard, you know, to be available every day to some of those businesses. So sometimes you do need to rely on the experts that you bring on board that can help entrepreneurs to be successful.
James, I just wanted to quickly ask, I think that just now is quite a scary time for people, you know, to take that leap of faith, you know, in themselves and start up their own business. What would you say the number one thing is to sort of bear in mind if you are going to do that, you're going to take the brave step?
I think if you do it now, I think one of the things that's really important is value. So if you're bringing out a product, now's probably not the environment to be bringing out luxury items, you know. So I think things that are more value for money, I think people right now, whether it's a service or whether it's a product, you know, cost is really important. And I think a lot of businesses that I've been really successful in is when you can find a business where you can produce that service at cheaper than anybody else, or if you can make a product that's better than somebody else at a lower price. Because right now, I think value is a fundamental driver to attracting the interest of the consumer market. So I think, is it difficult right now? I think a lot of successful businesses generally are set up in a recessionary environment because there are more people interested because jobs are harder to get. So I wouldn't be afraid of the market as long as you've got a proposition that you think is unique and compelling to the market.
James, you mentioned it, the Pakistan floods, and I know that in Glasgow, people of Pakistani origin in the business community are getting together and have got together as soon as the rains were falling almost. But it's a massive task you've got in your hands, isn't it?
I mean, absolutely huge. I mean, I was personally out there in Pakistan myself only about 3 weeks ago, where I physically visited some of the areas that were affected and personally took out food for 1,000 families. And it was really, really heartbreaking to see when people have literally lost their homes, lost their lives, lost their jobs. You know, they're in really desperate situations. And literally, since I've been back, I've been so affected that I plan now to go back there in the next 2 or 3 weeks. I think I'm going on the 25th, where I'm now going to literally identify an entire village myself and start to reconstructing and giving back people not just, you know, food, but actually giving them back their homes, which I think is so important. So try and aim at kind of building about 135 homes to kind of literally reconstruct an entire village for them.
And do you see evidence of the UN and other organisations managing to make some progress as well?
Certainly with what I saw with my own eyes is definitely I think aid is getting through. You know, I think the government is probably doing a better job than people think from what I saw with my own eyes. I think the biggest challenge is there are 20 million people affected. So I just think there just isn't enough the aid that's getting through with the sheer volume of people being affected. When you see huge truckloads and helicopters dropping off food, it's fantastic. The problem is there's just not enough of them. So I think the more people can do, the better. And I think, you know, right now it is quite a dire situation.
James, thanks for that. That was a wee bit extra. We just wanted to get your picture on what's happening out in Pakistan. And thank you for that. And we thank you mainly as well for the small business advice.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Take care. And good luck continuing on the Dragon's Den. It's a great programme.
Thank you very much. 9:00.